This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to hour two of the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny with your host, with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. And we have a dude sitting over there playing with the buttons, and that is Cal Hunter. And he just does his job back there. And sometimes he comments, but we have to turn his mic off sometimes. Oh, wait a minute. He's got our mics. He can turn us off, huh?
Gotta be nice to me.
Gotta be nice. So we had a great first hour. This second hour, we're going to talk about, we've got to follow up with Alex Jones. We've got a couple other little issues that we're going to discuss. And we're going to talk about Brittany Griner, Spacey's paying some big bucks. Giuliani, we're going to talk about his divorce situation. And Denise Dirks is going to really hone down on that. The golfers are suing the PGA. This is an interesting one and details that we're going to talk about. Why are golfers suing the PGA? We got Vanessa Bryant case. We got a Picasso case. But, you know, we always do case or no case. But before we talk about the case or no case, during the break, or if you missed hour number one, it was about Alex Jones. And, you know, his lawsuits against him, just so those of you don't know, he's a conservative talk show host that basically said Sandy Hook was a hoax, and he got sued for it for defamation. He lost, got to pay $4 million in, well, it just happened, $4 million in damages and then $45 million in punitive damages. But the question was, and what came up, which shocked me, and we might be off a little, but round numbers, at the peak, he was making $75 million a year, which to me is a lot of money. And Denise and I and Todd are sitting here, and we kind of talked about it and heard that. We looked at each other. I'm dead serious. This is during the break. What? How? Why is it that we don't make $75 million a year? Why is it we don't make anything? We're not making hardly anything off this radio show.
Well, one day a week, that's why for us. If we were full-time, we would eclipse what Alex Jones does.
Well, guess what? At $75 million, if I knew that, I promise you, Denise, Todd, and I...
Where do I sign?
And Cal will quit our jobs and go do that full-time.
Right.
Now, but we've figured it out, Cal. That's not the reason.
Why is it?
We have the reasons. And I'm going to start with some reasons why we don't make $75 million a year at Radio Law Talk.
Oh, boy.
Number one, who wants to pay lawyers? You know, why would they want to give lawyers more money?
Now
so that's one for sure.
Case.
The second one is, you know, all our listeners love us so much, we do this without making money. That's why
show
it's important.
Show me the money.
Todd, Denise, why do you think we don't make $75 million on it?
Well, I think it's because of Todd Kunin. Need I say more?
Which is interesting because I hear that and I'm thinking Denise immediately stole my answer, which is we're not making $75 million because of Todd Kunin. So hey, you know.
No, I really think you're a draw for our.
Well,
listeners.
The cats like him.
Yes, and that's the problem because I'm only a draw for cats, and without opposable thumbs and the ability to speak English, they can't make any purchases. So it's really dead to our advertisers.
I think you need a raccoon following because they're pretty clever.
Yes, I could.
Or human followers.
Well, yeah.
Or that.
Well, I don't know.
That.
Yeah, I mean, human
Speaking
followers.
Speaking of which, here's the squirrel sitting there looking at us right now. There's a squirrel. The minute we
oh
said
gosh.
That, I'm dead serious. A squirrel walked up to our window at our
And studios. Then Todd turns around and it runs away.
It does.
Is there any other reasons why we don't make $75 million? Cal, could you think of any other reasons?
It can't be content. It can't be my lack of technical skill. Well, wait a minute. Let's see.
But it's real. Why don't you let... It's real, live, radio. That's what's so good
it's
about
because,
this.
Well, we're full-time. It's a good live show. It is what it is, right? But we're one day a week. I'm serious. If we were on
You're
more days
right.
a week, sponsors would be knocking on the door saying, Fred, can we be on your show?
You know what? Cal and I know this. I don't think we've told you guys this. We have had a number of stations say, we need you 3x5.
Yeah.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And we have brought that up, and we've talked about it. And believe it or not, we could probably fill a better... Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, that's during prime time. We're so different that all the political, you know, all pundits, that's all they do is talk politics, seems like. We would be different, and we would probably be a hit.
There's enough stuff to talk about and enough general interest law,
mm-hmm.
and especially if we not get political, but dabble in the political
and
cases.
Fun. And it's
yeah,
fun.
That's the point.
We make
right?
it fun.
It's exactly. neutral. We're neutral, and it is fun.
Yeah.
And we find the fun in law.
But you know what the deal is?
That could be a T-shirt.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we would go broke for one reason only.
Todd Kunin.
Well, no, but we will, because Johnny Depp Amber Heard case is not on anymore.
Oh,
so there's nothing to talk about. We have to wait for another one like that to make sense.
Bow your heads for the
yes.
Amber Heard Johnny Depp case.
Crud. The death of Radio Law Talk, right?
I think that the brain trust of Radio Law Talk, and Fred, I'm looking at you, and Cal, looking at you, you know, I think the brain trust is actually doing me a solid by intentionally keeping Radio Law Talk in only one day, because if we got any bigger, the number of people that would start digging into our past, I'm not worried about you two,
but that's a good point. Oh, yeah,
the embarrassing
go, yeah.
things, oh, the people will be coming, I remember Kunin when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Can they get into juvenile court records?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Let me just tell you, I am so happy there was no such thing as social media when I was a kid, because the things that I would be living down for which there was visual video evidence would be insurmountable.
And if we're making $75 million, Todd, they're going to be suing you for that.
Darn straight.
Luckily, you got statute of limitations, so you're okay, I think. But
well, yeah, but that doesn't cover the last week. So.
And you know what? You know what? He'd be buying some McDonald's franchises too. All right, I'm going to buy this one and that McDonald's franchise.
No,
well,
I'm...
anyway, help us get us to $75 million a year, and you know, we know Denise, Todd, and I, and Cal will all stop our daytime jobs and come work.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure for that much. You know? How about $7 million? We'll do it for $7.
I'll do it for $50. I don't care. I'm not that high.
I'll do it for fill up my tank.
Fill up my tank. There's $50 million.
Okay. Did I tell you guys I'm in escrow on a tank of gas right now?
Are you? So, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're hoping to close by the end of the month if I pass the credit check.
Yeah. Well, no, you won't pass that.
No.
Oh, Cal, should we just get it started? How many do we have enough time just to lay it out?
I think I can give you a scenario here.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Casey Voigtlander and his girlfriend Rose lived in Coral Gables, Florida. And as fortune would have it, their air conditioner in the apartment broke. The landlord said, don't worry, I'll have someone out within the week and get it fixed. And this was August. Hot, humid, terrible Florida weather. A real mess. Casey, though, after about 3 weeks, decided no repairman showed and he'd had enough. So he got the unit replaced and decided to withhold the cost from the rent. So when September 1st came around, the rent was short and included the receipt, you know. And the landlord said to Casey, you can't do that under Florida law. Make up the back rent now, or I will give you an eviction notice in 10 days. Mr. Voigtlander immediately went inside and called his lawyer and said, he can't do that to me, can he?
Ooh.
Do I have a case or no case? And Fred Penny, this is yours, my friend.
No, I'm going to hold this off because I know we got about 1 minute left.
Yep.
But here's the deal. You ready for this, Cal?
I'm ready.
I got to be careful what I say. I got that same scenario going on right now in my life.
Oh, no.
Exact same. Not eviction, that I have a insurance that covers, like, if you're...
Like,
you know,
a home warranty?
Home warranty.
Yeah, they re-advertise
those.
Guess
what?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
air conditioner went out, and they wouldn't get out here. The guy came out and said, yeah, it needs a new thing. Okay, when do I get it? You got to talk to the insurance company. Oh, no, you got to talk to him. And it was back and forth, and we got people in the house... They just wouldn't get around to doing it. It was just a cluster. Finally, I called someone else. They had it put in right away. So now I'm going to go back and say, here's your $10,000 bill. I'm going to see what they're going to say. They might say, too bad, so sad. And we might have a good case to talk about. We come back. We're going to talk about case or no case and Brittany Griner.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show continues in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
views and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Zero.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
We're back to the $75 million goal. We're gonna write this goal down and tape it in the Radio Law Talk studios. $75 million a year, Cal. We're going to put it up.
I like it.
Okay. We're talking about case or no case, Florida,
yep.
Where a air conditioner goes out, and it's during the summer, which, by the way, happened to a house that I have, renters who have little children. And they come out and said there's a part or something or whatever, and they never get around to doing it. He goes and pulls the and fixes it himself, pays for the fix to get it done quickly, and then what happens?
He submits the bill.
And
the rest of his rent to the landlord. You know, so and the landlord goes, whoa, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's my obligation to fix the air conditioner, not yours. And you can't just take money out of rent. You pay me for rent. I pay my bills. So that was what he was going after.
The answer is that's a real case, even though I think it might be a scenario. No, I'm going to say this is a scenario because Cal lives in Reading where it's hot and he's used to this situation. And what happens, he was thinking about, this is a pure scenario. But I'm going to say that they're going to be able to, normally this guy would win and he'd be able to get his money back for the amount of money that he had to pay for the fixing the air conditioner because they did not act within a reasonable time. But it's a scenario.
So you're saying the tenant wins the case in the real scenario? Or is it a case or no case?
It's a no case, but if it was a case, the tenant would win.
Mr. Cuny.
Hedging his bet.
Mr. Cuny, can you bring that into focus for me, please?
Sure. Let me ask you, how long was the air conditioner? How long from the time he said, hey, the AC's out until
3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
Todd, he didn't even look at his thing. He just said that. So he had to look.
All right. 3.5. See, 0.5 instead of 3.5 weeks. Yeah, so he's looking at his spreadsheet.
I'm just trying to make it sound fancy.
he's looking at his own pleadings for the house where he's. All right. So here's the deal. In contracts for leases, especially for homes, usually there's a provision called, if it's not there, it's implied, a warrant of habitability for the house. And so the landlord, when you give notice that there is a breach in the contract, in a term of the contract, which would be the term that says the house has to be habitable, you give notice of that, and there's usually a cure period, similar to when your landlord says you haven't paid your rent, but there's a period that you have to cure that to pay your rent before they can take legal action. And that cure period, because of the nature, had expired. The landlord hadn't done anything. So when the tenant goes to his lawyer, his lawyer says, well, tell you what, we don't have to wait for him to file suit against you. We'll file suit against him and a breach of the implied warranty of habitability or any warranty that's in the contract. And he'll not only have to pay that, but have to pay reimburse you, but have to pay on top of that. So you're going to come out gold. So it's a case, and the tenant wins.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Denise, what do you think? Is it a case or
by the way,
no
I do
case?
Not, I do not win. Practice landlord-tenant law, so I could be completely all wet on that.
Denise, what say you, case or no case?
I think that he didn't wait long enough. What month was this?
August.
August? Yeah.
In Florida?
In Florida, which would be humid.
Yeah. 95% humidity, 105 degrees, you know, Coral Gables, it's a mess, you know, right.
I don't know why. I just feel like this happened or something similar to somebody close to Cal. And Cal was looking up which states do not
was he on the
have
toilet at the time?
The warranty of habitability. Yep. He was Googling stuff, and it took him about 2.5 hours.
My substitute for law school is Google. Yes, of course.
I'm going to say no case.
Okay.
No cases in a case.
Well, that's who said it's a case?
I said it's a case, and the tenant wins.
Okay, well, for those of you who say it is not a case, that
Denise
would be Fred and Denise. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, it was too easy.
And for those of you who say the tenant wins, that would be Todd. Oh, so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Because in Florida, habitability does not include air conditioning, but heating only.
Oh,
heating only, according to what the judge ruled in the case.
But I was right. I guessed what you did.
Yep, you had the principles right there. I mean, this was a true case. But the landlord wins. The judge ruled that in Florida's tenant law, a tenant can withhold payment and effect repairs if the heater is damaged.
But not the air conditioner.
The air conditioner.
So let me see if I get this straight. Florida.
I know.
Florida. The state where they play spring training because it's still cold everywhere else, but right. warm. Where they off where most of the Super Bowls have been played because it's still warm
right.
before the dome stadiums come in.
Yes.
Heating is the big concern.
I know, right?
Okay.
It struck me as very odd when I read the case.
Rheumatoid arthritis. That's right.
But here's the happy news.
Uh-oh.
2 points for Cal.
Whoa, Cal.
No. Wait
a second.
No. He got one point.
I got one.
0 points for Cal. That's the happy news. 1 point for Todd. And congratulations to him. That is case or no case.
I swear I thought that was. I mean, what about next one coming up?
Next is Sidney Fontaine of Great Falls, Montana, who got out of the Army illegally and decided he wanted to get back in. That will be our case or no case for next hour.
That is freaking awesome. You know, my wife loves or wants to travel. My in-laws loved to travel. They have been everywhere. My father never left the porch.
That sounds like me. I just went through Reno.
My father loved his swing and loved to sit out on the... Now, don't forget, we live in an area that we live in the country. So, and my father, I grew up in the country on a small gentleman's, they call it gentleman's farm. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this story. I want to preface it, and we're going to get into a legal issue and why I just kind of wonder about things. Come back. It's going to be a fun, exciting time. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Honor.
We are just about halfway through Radio Law Talk for today. That means there's plenty in our past, which you can listen to on our website, and means there's plenty in the future for the next hour and a half right here on your favorite local radio station in many cases, and also streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com. If you stay right there, we'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
USA Radio News.
A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases, and there are mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
That was the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. The daycare had been cleaned and it is still open, officials confirmed. Indiana has become the first state to pass a near-total abortion ban after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb announced in a statement that he signed the legislation, quote, after long days of hearings filled with sobering and personal testimony, end quote. The ban will go into effect on September 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Oh, come on.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Tree. Yeah, we got voice. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me, Cal?
Come in. Gotcha.
Sometimes it's just you wonder if you're a tourist, then how you're treated differently in other countries. As much as we say negative things, not we, I don't. I love my country. My dad's a former Marine, and I think it's imperfect, and we have issues, and we need to do the best we can to work it out. But it's doggone, it's the best thing out there. And you go to other countries, I just don't trust their process. And so Brittany Griner, which, by the way, is WNBA player who plays for a Russian team, and there are leagues in Russia, and I know other NBA players that go, one I know that goes to China and plays in a China league. They're in Israel. There's all types of leagues all over the place. You know, when you go to a communist country, you do have to go, be very careful. But my understanding is that there were warnings not to go to Russia. But, you know, to jump on Brittany's side, she felt that her team needed her. Apparently they're in the playoffs, and she was done. The WNBA was done. And so she went to help her team in the playoffs. And she comes out and had, you know, some sort of illegal drug in Russia.
Hashish, right?
Hashish.
Marijuana oil.
Hash oil. Yeah, oil. Whatever. But, you know, she's coming out. There's political unrest, right? And they find it, arrest her, and she's a known person in the United States. She's not just an average citizen. She is, I'm going to say a celebrity. And she states that admit it and pled guilty, and they gave her 9.5 years. It's like, whoa, 9.5 years in prison in Russia.
And we're talking in hard prison. We're not talking this is like a labor camp she goes to.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard.
So this was not the Martha Stewart federal pen where she teaches knitting? No.
But you've got to remember that when you go to other countries, Americans are notorious for this. I'm American, and I'm guilty of being the same way, thinking that my rights in my country extend to other countries, and they don't.
No.
And even though she was prescribed the hashish oil that she used as a vape for pain, which, believe me, basketball players probably have a lot of pain.
Especially as tall as she is.
Yeah, and with the knees and stuff. Think about it. And even though she's prescribed it, it's not legal in the other countries. You've got to know the laws when you're traveling abroad. You just have to.
You've just got to be smarter than
or
that. I'm sorry.
Or
put it that way.
You just don't travel abroad.
Well, that's the other option.
Yeah. That's what I come down to is I'm like, okay, I'll go sit on my swing.
Now, there were a couple of things about this case, statements that were made. And again, this is all coming from news reports about what an attorney said she believed. And so, I mean, there's a reason hearsay is not admissible in court. It's because the reliability is suspect. But based upon what I've read in this case, there was one incongruity there. One thing that didn't seem to make sense. On the one hand, she was saying that she forgot that she had packed or mistakenly packed the two cartridges for the vape pen that contained the hashish oil. But on the other hand, she was also saying that she had gone to lengths to get the medical use for it and that she was using it to deal with pain that she deals with on a daily basis. So the question here is, well, if you have the prescription and you're using this and you know you're going to be there for a couple of months, a month at least because of the season that you were, it was the tail end of the basketball season going into the playoffs that you're going to help. And she had to be back by April. This was February of this year. She had to be back by April for her WNBA team's spring training. You know you're going to be there. This wasn't a mistake that you packed it. I don't think that the Russian court bought that this was a mistaken packing of hashish oil in the bag, because everything she'd used as a defense to justify possession of it was that she was going to be using it often. So how did you mistakenly put it in your bag? The other thing is, and I read this a lot where they say she's being unlawfully detained. Well, not if it's against the law in Russia.
I totally don't get that line either.
Yeah, if it's not against the law, look, you have to have respect for their laws. This reminded me, there was a case back in 2015, and it was a female, 57-year-old female executive with Toyota, an American who had been promoted to work in Japan as an executive. This was groundbreaking for female rights and females moving up in, women moving up in management, especially in Tokyo, in Japan. And she had been prescribed oxycodone by her American doctor for pain management, and she sent the oxycodone to herself in Japan. It was flagged because Japan does not mess around with oxycodone. Illegal. You got a prescription in the United States, tough. And it was flagged. She was arrested, immediately resigned. Toyota came out and apologized to the nation for having this person who brought this stuff come in. You got to know. I mean, you've heard the phrase, read the room. Read the country. You have to know the laws, what you can and can't do.
Or don't go.
I was in Hungary, and there was, at the time, it was when Russia controlled it, and there was a black market, okay? So I just went to the embassy, the Russian embassy, and I was there taking pictures, and the Russian soldiers came up to me and said, you know, they tried to talk to me in several different languages and finally settled on Spanish because I could understand it. And they told me no fotografías. So I thought, as a stupid American, I'll just go get in the car and take pictures from the backseat of the car.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. They chased us. It was scary. They were out for blood.
They meant pictures. End of story.
Exactly. Right. And apparently they thought that I could be taking pictures as a spy or something.
Well, and the embassy, if it's their embassy, that's their country. That's as if you're on their country.
Right. Well, they were occupying hungry at that time.
Oh, at that time.
Yeah, it was back when they were occupying.
Why are you there? See, I'm just, sorry, Denise.
I'm having fun.
Did you ever call me and say, hey, I'm in jail, I'm prison? Well, good luck. I told you not to go there.
I know, Fred. Let's go to an occupied country and see what happens.
Yeah, no, I'm an occupied country. We're in California. That's an occupied country.
Good point. People's Republic.
Some people think we're occupied. But here's the deal.
We're state of Jefferson.
But here's the deal.
Well,
it's hard to think about the laws in different states.
Right.
As you go to a different state, I mean, there's going to be generally the same, but there's different laws. Conceal and carry, different in different states.
Possession of an assault weapon.
Yes. Possession of certain types of medications or whatever. They're slightly different.
Even marijuana, we're talking about.
Marijuana
state
it's different
state.
States. Right.
Now we got abortion rights.
Yeah, now that.
Or so, no rights.
Or depends.
Right?
So every state's
going to be different.
So let me finish my point. My point is, it's hard enough alone to do the little things here, but how do you know in the Caribbean islands, which I've been to, that they're not, there's not weird rules, and all it takes is them to grab you, say, "Oh, you broke this rule," and you're done. The boat is not going to sit there and wait for you. They're going to move on. The Carnival crew is going to keep going. You know,
South America, Mexico, other places where you can be in peril easily, I think.
So anyway, there you go. That's my lecture.
I'm still going to travel.
I know you are.
I'm not going to do illegal activities.
I'm not bailing. How do you know what's illegal when you're...
How about Cuba? Why don't you go to Cuba? That'd be fun.
I would like
China,
to go to Cuba.
So would I, but, you know...
Again, I've got an athlete that goes to China, and I don't think he's going now, but he's a very good basketball player. Plays in a China league. In fact, he has his own shoe line in China.
That's right.
He has his own shoe line. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I was just going to say, you were talking about different states, just the laws about marijuana in different states. So when I was a prosecutor, I was a prosecutor in California. We moved to Tennessee. I was married at the time. We moved to Tennessee, and I became a prosecutor out in the state of Tennessee. And it was odd going from a state where it was questionable whether a certain amount of marijuana was either a misdemeanor or an infraction, right? And then
like a speeding ticket.
Yeah, and then you go to Tennessee where the exact same amount of marijuana is a felony. And
wow.
And just such a difference there between the two, but and then you got Russia. Look, they ain't playing around.
Well, we'll see what happens with Britney's case, and I predict they're going to do a trade. I think Biden's going to do a trade, like in basketball.
Bill Barr has said no, and I'll talk about that.
Yeah,
too.
We'll talk about that. We come back. We'll follow up on that, and we'll talk about Kevin Spacey.
Lots of fascinating stuff yet to come right here on Radio Law Talk on your local radio station where many of you are listening and online where many more are listening. And we thank you no matter where it is for turning on and listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Here's Fred. In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
That is Armadillo. You're a whiner.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, Denise, Todd, you guys wanted to say something else about the Brittany Griner case before we moved on to Kevin Spacey's case?
Well, go ahead, Denise.
Okay.
No, did you or did you didn't? I'll move on.
No. I personally think that when you go to another country, you have to abide by the laws of the other country, that it could have been a mistake that she just had it in her medicine bag or whatever and forgot that it was there. And she did take responsibility, you guys. She didn't, like, plead right. Not guilty and, you know, and she took responsibility for it. She tried to play upon, I didn't have criminal intent because I didn't know it was there to take it, you know, into the country. It was a mistake. I agree. I made a mistake.
I think so, she did. I think she just spaced it. She had been sick.
You had pointed out that she had COVID prior to that and had been sick. So anyway, if you do the crime, you do the time, right?
And on the time.
In another country.
She was sentenced to the maximum sentence. Now, look. We see all the time athletes arrested in the United States, and they always say, athlete facing up to, and they always give the maximum amount of time. Look, very rarely does somebody get the maximum amount of time. If somebody gets the max, they usually have a really bad criminal history. There were facts that were particularly egregious to the case, things like that. I mean, I doubt that Brittany Griner has any prior criminal history in the state of Russia, but they still pretty much gave her the max. And the only thing that I can think is, well, one, even in the state of California, United States, one of the objectives of sentencing is to act is that the sentence will act as a deterrent to others that are contemplating committing the same crime. And this was a high-profile case. And I can't imagine any better deterrent than to give the person from the United States that came in the pretty near the maximum sentence as a deterrent, although I suspect that there were probably other political things going on.
Sure.
Well, it's a crime to be gay in Russia. And so she was openly
Well, wait a minute. If she's openly gay, it's a crime to be in Russia. Yeah. Why would you go to Russia?
Well,
because technically they can arrest you, right?
Well, only if you engage in gay acts. So she doesn't go with her spouse.
I still don't go. I'm raising my hand going, you know, I'm just not going to take the chance.
You know, the other thing that she argued, and this is up for an appeal, you guys. She argued that they didn't translate her rights to her. She didn't get told her rights in any way, shape, or form that she could understand. And that she had no explanation of whether she had a right to an attorney or not. And so I think there is going to be an appeal. I do believe it.
Yeah, but this is Russia. And guess what? The appeal might take a year, right? And here's the other interesting thing. Say you're in the United States and this happens. Don't we, it was just a small amount. Like
it was two cartridges.
Two cartridges. Yeah. Guess what? We've got a thing called the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. If let's just say this was illegal, and I don't know if it is or not, she's getting a slap on the wrist in the United States and, you know, maybe some probation. Maybe. And 9.5 years in prison, hard prison, for this little thing.
Yeah.
It just tells you just, it's crazy.
Do her people, her agent, her sports attorney, do they have any liability in this for not giving her proper advice when it comes to traveling in a foreign country as to her liability and things she should make sure she's not doing or make sure she doesn't have with her? Is this a dumb question?
I don't think they have a duty to protect her from criminal acts.
From her own foolishness, her own mistake.
Two types of liability here that you might be talking about. Legal liability, where she could be sued by them, probably, or where the agents of those folks could be sued, probably not.
Yeah.
But, you know, unofficial professional, how many more clients am I going to get if it gets out that I had this client that got arrested and I didn't tell them anything and now people think I suck as an agent? That could be a problem.
Maybe obligation would be a better word for me rather than a legal requirement.
Well, here's the thing. Think about it if she intentionally, what was her intent? If she intentionally was trying to smuggle illegal drugs into Russia, do you think she would have kept him in her bag walking through TSA and walking through Russia's, quote, TSA?
No.
She, you know, it just, but, you know, I hate to say this.
I mean, if it had been in tinfoil or if it had been somehow, you know, disguised or, you know, like that. But it wasn't. It was just in a carry-on bag.
I would like to say that. But then again, I mean, how often do you hear these reports about, yeah, somebody got arrested at the airport because they had a handgun in their carry-on luggage. Oh, you're like, really? Really? No, thought you could do that?
No, that happens.
Barry Switzer, former Cowboys coach, college coach, did that very thing in Dallas. Walked in with a handgun in his bag and went, oops, sorry, forgot.
Okay, you ready for this, guys? Lovely story. You got to hear this story. My boy was 6 years old. He was Garrett. He was a lawyer. Walking through TSA to get on a plane to go somewhere, and all of a sudden, the cops were all around us. And they pulled me aside and pulled my son. Picture this little six-year-old little boy. Pulled aside, and they opened up his bag. Said, whose bag is this? I said, well, it's my son's or whatever. You know, and so, cute little boy, you know, mom packed his bag, but he packed it also. He had metal guns and his holster. He brought his holster with his fake guns, but they're metal.
Yeah.
You know, the cap guns. And it was all wrapped up in a holster and everything. And they're like, what is this? And I'm dead serious. And you should see his face. This cute little boy goes, I brought my guns. and I'm dead serious. I started laughing. And, oh, they said, sir, this is not a laughable. And I just couldn't stop. I was like, oh, my gosh, my son thought it was cute. And they didn't do anything to me, but and there were cap guns, luckily. But so you're right. Sometimes you just don't think about it. You don't see. You don't
know what I did? We were leaving to go to Mexico we're going to go to somewhere in Mexico. And I said, as we're getting going through the, what is it called?
Metal detectors.
The metal detectors. And I said, Mom, I hope you hid your bomb.
Oh,
my God. They ripped open every one of our suitcases. They tore it apart. And I was so stupid. And I was 21 at the time. I thought it was funny. I learned a very hard lesson, and my family was mad at me.
Should we go on to Kevin Spacey?
Certain things to joke about.
Yeah. Well, he said, this guy on the airplane, he said to the stewardess, he goes, hi, whatever her name was, nice to meet you. I'm Jack. And she goes, hi, Jack. He goes, you can't say that on an airplane.
Oh, my God.
It was funny.
Oh, that was a bad joke. Some guy is just
clever.
He's been in the backwoods somewhere. Kevin Spacey, remember he had, you know, obviously there was allegations surfaced that he was preying on a young man or young men. And so his Netflix series, have you seen it before? I've never seen
House of Cards.
Yeah.
House of Cards was awesome until the last season, which did not have Kevin Spacey in it, which is kind of what this article is about.
Yeah. And so tell me, Todd, what happens in this binding arbitration, and what is going on with the appeals?
So Kevin Spacey was sued. When Kevin Spacey ran into his legal troubles, one of the things, and this is for things happening both inside House of Cards set and outside the House of Cards set, he was dropped from the final season. And, I mean, taking Kevin Spacey out of House of Cards would be, I don't know, like taking references to God out of the Bible. It was about him, okay? So it just didn't work once he was out. Well, Spacey was brought a lawsuit or was sued. It was back and forth between the studios because of what's called a pay-or-play provision. And the pay-or-play provision is, well, even though he wasn't in the last season of House of Cards, he had contracted to be in the last season. And the way it works in Hollywood is you're in that contract, you get paid whether you do it or not. And then the producers came back to Spacey and said, yeah, but we're out a ton of money because you screwed up. And so the thing went to arbitration. Our arbitrator said, you know what, Mr. Spacey? Not only are you not entitled to your money for the last season because you breached your contract by being inappropriate to other younger males on the set, but you also owe the producers $31 million as compensation for getting the show canceled.
And guess what?
Wow.
The appeal, he lost the appeal.
That's right.
So they owe him $31 million. When we come back, hour three, we got a lot more to talk about. Hang on.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back. Hold on. 6 minutes after the hour, the show resumes for the third and final hour for today. Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.